Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast Show, number 57 for Tuesday, July 2nd, 2013. My name is Park Hopper John, and I am joined by the lovely Park Hopper Sid.
Good evening, everyone.
And we come from www.parkhoppers.com. Joining us, as always, is the incredibly talented and awesome Krista Joy from DisneyWays.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
And rounding out our table of awesomeness is our co-host and good buddy, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com.
Welcome, Mouseketeers.
We have a great show for you today, including limited time magic announcements, details on a brand new lounge that has come to Downtown Disney in Orlando, D23 Expo news, and what in the world is a magic bandit? We will be covering all of this great information and so much more, but first, this week's movie quote contest from Mr. Tony Castelnova. Take it away, Tony.
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of days when you can't open your mouth without a song jumping out of it. All right, this is a little bit tougher, but if you can tell us the movie and, for bonus, the character. If you know the answer to that, you can send the answer to the crew at Disney Parks Podcast, or you can go to DisneyParksPodcast.com and leave us a note in the comment section of this show.
Well, and now on to the news. With the release of Disney's The Lone Ranger in theaters on July 3rd, Disney's Hollywood Studios has new merchandise located at the AFI Showcase, which is at the exit of the studio backlot tour. Similar to the other major films that have been released recently, like Monsters University or Wreck-It Ralph, the Disney theme park merchandise team partnered with the Disney Store to introduce items for the national market. But you can also find those items available on DisneyStore.com. Now, there was some merchandise, however, created especially for Disney parks. One item, just for the parks, is a Texas Ranger replica badge. This iconic badge was developed by the souvenirs team at Disney Theme Parks Merchandise. The Disney Parks team also created a youth t-shirt featuring the two lead characters from the movie. Other items include toys like action figures of the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and of course, Silver the Horse. There are also a variety of Lego playsets featuring scenes and characters from the film. And finally, for those collectors out there, there is a new two-figure Vinylmation set that was released at D Street locations in both Florida and California, and a limited release pin that has a spinner element. Personally, I loved the movie, so I'm going to be looking into some of this merchandise. I'd love to have a piece of this.
So do you think this movie is going to be like a mega hit? What do you guys think?
I sort of think it's going to be popular. I think anything Johnny does is, you know, he's got a pretty big following, so. But I enjoyed the movie. I'm not a Western type movie fan, or so. I was still interested in this movie, so.
Cool. Krista, yeah. What do you think?
Well, I've only heard reviews from Sid and Tony, and they both really enjoyed it. So I'm going with probably everybody's really going to enjoy it. Looking forward to it.
No, that translates to a lot of merchandise being sold in the parks. You think?
Maybe. I think some of the youngins, you know, will get cowboy hats. You know, this could also, you know, you could tie it in with Jesse from Toy Story. So, mm-hmm. I think they could do some merchandising. I think they're going to sell some stuff. I mean, when I was a kid, I'm going to say way back in the day, I was a big fan of Zorro. I still have my Zorro mug. So it's possible that this merchandise might take off.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. I think there will always be a market for cowboys and Indians. And so I think that the merchandise will be popular for that reason. And I think it also will be popular for those of us who grew up with, you know, the original Lone Ranger, or, you know, I think some of us are about at the age we were seeing the reruns, but still there was that, you know, that sentimental value to our history. Plus, the movie was just, I thought it was really, really good. And, you know, I enjoyed the depth of the story. I enjoyed, you know, all different aspects of it. So, you know, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, it was definitely a different version or a different way the story was told to us. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of told by, I don't want to give it away, but, you know, it was told in a different way, and I think that also helps, this movie, you know, be a little bit more popular. It wasn't a constant action sequence, you know, it was action thing after action thing after action. There was actually some story involved in this movie, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we will have a review up on Park Hoppers, hopefully this week, of the movie, so if you're interested in that, you can check that out.
Believe it or not, the expo is right around the corner, and we're talking about the D23 Expo. It is August 9th, and it is probably, 39 days away? So, I know I'm getting excited, so it should be fun. But D23 just announced that they're going to have some great panels this year, honoring the 60th anniversary of the Walt Disney Imagineering. They're going to have 12 panels. I'm not going to, you know, give a complete detail of all of these panels, but they are bringing back the Disney Parks Pavilion, which I thought was very awesome last year. Not last year, 2 years ago. They had a lot of great stuff in there. A lot of it was Cars Land, centric. But it'll be interesting this time what they're going to put in the place of Cars Land. I hope it's not Avatar Land, but something else. But this pavilion was also a great. Also in that pavilion, they also had some Imagineering merchandise, which I'm also looking forward to again this year. So, like I said, there's going to be 12 panels. One is going to be the art and artistry of Aulani. And I've seen something like this before at another Disney event. They showed how they kind of brought Aulani to life with all of Joe Rohde's art and stuff like that. Another one is going to be called Mayhem, Mischief, and Monkeys. Then you'll have the Undiscovered Disneyland. You'll have Broadcasts from Buena Vista Street, which seems very interesting. Disney Ambassadors, I am looking forward to hoping to see that. You'll have Voices of the Disney Park. This is backed by popular demand. And probably by popular demand because it went quick. If you were not there, you did not get a seat, you did not see this, and I think a lot of people were upset with that, so hopefully they'll bring it back in a larger place this time. Another event will be Charles Phoenix Presents. And here's the interesting thing. Some of these presentations will be in the 2,000-seat Stage 23 Theater. So you'll have to keep your eye out for the complete schedule and, you know, where these events are going to be. I think John and Sarah are going. I don't think Krista is, so is there anything on this list that you guys are excited to see?
Go ahead, Sarah.
I've never been to D23, so I'm actually looking forward to just about anything that I can get my hands and my eyes on. I am very interested in the Aulani Expo. I just really want to go to Aulani. I've just absolutely adored this resort ever since we've heard about it. So anything else I can learn about it, I would love to. So, John, what are you looking forward to?
A couple different things. I am really looking forward to the Tony Baxter Undiscovered Disneyland, where Imagineer Tony Baxter is going to talk about the rare, never before seen footage of the early days of Disneyland Park. I have a lot of respect for Tony, and anytime I can hear him talk, I'm looking forward to it. And then I'm really hoping to get into the Voices of the Disneyland Parks, because I saw it on YouTube from 2 years ago, and it just looks like a lot of fun. And for those of you out here that don't quite understand, you know, because, you know, we have Voices of Liberty, and then they've got the Voices of Disneyland. That's not what we're talking about. Voices of Disney Parks is like, if you've ever heard, "Please stand clear of the doors, por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas," and you've practiced to say it and sound like that guy is going to be there. You know, you're going to hear some of the voice characters from all the different rides, you know, some of the announcements they have in the parks. Yeah. I know that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
You know, why would you want to hear that? But it's really cool. And then they're going to talk about, you know, how those things came to be. And it's just a great show last time. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to being able to sit in the same room, hopefully, with Joe Rohde. Just, you know, for some of his awesomeness to wear off. And I'm looking forward to trying to steal one of his earrings.
I'm going to bring a magnet and sit in the back. See if I can attract him. May the force be with you, Joe.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to the Parks Pavilion.
Yeah, I think the Disney Ambassador panel will be very interesting. Because if they bring back some of the older ambassadors that, you know, were around when Walt first started this program, I'd like to hear their stories. I think they may have some interesting stories of early Disneyland and, you know, working with Walt and Walt telling them what does, you know, the whole program was about. I'd like to hear that.
Right.
I know,
and we're starting to get to a point where, you know, every year there's going to be fewer and fewer of those people around.
So the
chances to see them are getting less and less. And so absolutely, we'd love to get in there and just, you know, to hear from the people who were there when everyone told Walt he was crazy. And, you know, for these being the people who joined with him and believed that this was, you know, that this dream could come true, I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. There was a, I went to a Destination D event a while ago, and one of the women that was there, she was one of the preview girls in the Walt Disney World Preview Center. She was employee number 7.
Wow.
Number 7. And she still has her Walt Disney World ID card, and it says employee number 7 on it. And I had the chance, as, you know, everybody was walking out of the Contemporary Convention Center, I was walking with this woman, I just was talking to her, and I was like, you know, you must be in heaven, that, you know, you had such a great job. She was a teenager, you know, a young adult at the time, and she was employee number 7, you know. Wow. So
amazing.
So it's that kind of stuff that I'm looking forward to, you know, hearing these people's stories.
With the kids out of school this summer, a great way to keep them active and not completely zoning out and playing video games is getting them involved in a sports camp. For instance, at the Walt Disney World Resort, there is a summer junior golf camp available for kids ages 8 to 13. The camps include instruction on the basics of the game, touching on everything from pitching and chipping and putting to developing a really good swing motion. There's even on-course training available. In typical Disney fashion, the 5-day camps are designed to be fun and entertaining and involve games and prizes. And if your kids don't actually have golf clubs, a set will be provided. Plus, there's even complimentary lunch and beverages included. The week-long camps are directed by Arnold Palmer Golf Management, PGA Direction of Golf Instructions, Michael Schlager, and the cost is $350 per child, $50 off for each additional child registered. Now, I've met Michael, and I've actually played on the Buena Vista golf course, and folks, I just struggle with saying Arnold Palmer. It's one of those words that I really struggle with. But the Palmer Golf Management team is amazing. Everybody from their frontline office personnel all the way up to Michael Schlager are just top-of-the-line people. And this is a partnership that Disney has with Palmer Golf to run the golf courses. So if you're thinking about getting your kids involved with this, not only do they have the backing of Walt Disney World, not only do they have the incredible talent with Palmer Golf Management, this is just a great opportunity for your kids to learn a great game, to get out there in the summer, and just to not zone out and play video games. And I can't encourage you guys enough. I recently started playing golf, and I'm completely addicted to it. So if you want to find out some more information about this, you can certainly check out Disney Online. We'll put a link in the show notes, and you can always check out Palmer Golf Online. And this is great. I'm very excited, as you can tell, to hear about this.
So this is a week-long camp for $350. I guess that's not too bad. A week of a golf instruction for $350.
Sure.
Well, and the instruction that you're getting from these people, these are people that are probably paid close to that for a day of private instruction.
Well, per hour.
Mm-hmm. Per hour. I'll probably say per hour.
Yeah.
And Michael Schlager is the director of instruction, and we've actually got some video that we're going to be putting on some stuff on the Kingdom Magic side. where we had another one of their golf pros. Michael wasn't available that day. We had another one of their golf pros take us out. And just for the 10 minutes that I was around him, I went from zero to being able to use a 5-iron to chip into the hole. So, I mean, these guys are really talented, and they love the game. You're not going to get any more amazing golf facilities than at Disney World. They're top of the line. The clubs that they're going to provide are top of the line. So, yeah, go ahead. Spots will probably fill up pretty quick at these prices.
I wish they had this for adults for this price.
Me too. I would sign up for that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, we
would lose my husband.
Yep.
You'd be a golf widow.
Yep.
As long as you wear sunscreen, I'm fine.
Disney has had events throughout the year as part of the year-long promotion, Limited Time Magic, which celebrates those events that only happen for a limited time and are inspired by a little Disney magic. One of the upcoming Limited Time Magic events is a special party at Disney's Hollywood Studios at the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida on Friday, September 13th, 2013, and that is going to celebrate villains. The event is titled Unleash the Villains and will celebrate Friday the 13th by keeping Disney's Hollywood Studios open until the 13th hour, which is, of course, 1 a.m. This event will also host numerous Disney villains at a dance party that will offer limited edition merchandise and collectibles you can purchase. Some of the characters who are expected to participate in the Unleash the Villains party include Maleficent, Captain Hook, Jafar, and more favorite Disney villains. Sounds pretty cool. Are we going to this or what?
Oh, Krista, you and I need to go, and we need to go back to our dance party days.
That's right. Sounds good to me.
We need to start a tradition of every dance party. We're just there.
Unleash the Villains? Interesting.
What Friday the 13th.
Is that July the 13th?
September 13th.
September 13th. Wow.
Yeah.
They gave us actually that much notice?
Yeah.
Wow.
They really want us to come and support the villains.
I guess so. Right. I'm there.
Yeah, we should do them. There's our September meetup.
Yeah, there you go.
And this only goes till 1 a.m., so we're not asking anybody to stay up till the sun rises again.
Yeah. Amen. That was brutal last time.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, you left it too.
Yeah, it was so brutal.
Yeah.
The brand new Lava Lounge at the Rainforest Cafe here at Walt Disney World's Downtown Disney opened just a couple weeks ago, and already the place is on a fire! Literally. Some of the more popular items are the Sparkling Volcano and the Jungle Runner. And the reason the place is on fire is that they've got this brand new working volcano on top of the restaurant. It's pretty amazing. There's a video all on the internet. We probably pop in the show notes. But the place is really, it's amazing the changes they've made there. And there was a wait to dine inside at Rainforest Cafe, but at the Lava Lounge, seating is first come, first served. Not only can you order from the full Rainforest Cafe menu, but there's also a special menu featuring items created just for the lounge. That's right, there are even more choices, so chances are there's something for everyone in your party that they will enjoy. And if you like waterfront views and want to be part of the volcano experience and prefer talking to shouting, then the Lava Lounge is definitely for you. The setting is in a family-friendly, laid-back bar / casual, relaxed, welcoming. It's not as formal as other places. It's just the kind of place you just want to end up after a long day in the parks. And don't let the title of lounge throw you off. It's a space for all kinds of groups. The food service alone is incredible. But if you need more to get you fired up about the Rainforest Cafe, don't forget the volcano that erupts multiple times each evening. It's just a very simple display of, some fireballs and steam and some fog. It's not really going to shoot lava all over you. It's very, very safe. But it's a light and sound show. It's kind of one of those really cool crowd draw spectacles that you expect to see at a Disney theme park or Downtown Disney, or, maybe on the Vegas Strip. Either way, it's truly impressive, and you can see, hear, and even feel it from the inside of the Lava Lounge. So if you're at Downtown Disney here at Walt Disney World, you definitely, definitely need to make time out of your schedule to visit the Lava Lounge at Downtown Disney. I am sensing, my friends,
road trip.
Disney Parks podcast road trip.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I was sensing a date night.
I see it coming.
Yeah.
I have to say that I did go to check it out in person, and one of my favorite parts is the giant crocodile that they've installed right outside of the new lounge, because every few minutes he wakes up and moves and growls, and the kids are freaking out that are walking by, and the pictures and all that stuff. It's pretty fun. You got to go check it out. And a bonus, my husband and I were trying to get a table at Rainforest, and there was like a 15-20 minute wait, and they were like, but you can go over to the Lava Lounge and seat yourself right now. You know, John mentioned that. Wow. It's first come, first serve. So it was too warm for us that night, but on a cool night, that would be an awesome option, because you're literally on the water. It's really, really nice.
Is it open air?
Yeah,
but they had the plastic down, because it was a little rainy the day we were there, so there's like clear plastic that they can put on.
So then it was humid inside the plastic.
Exactly. Yeah, it was like a little sauna.
Yeah, they'll figure out pretty quickly that they need to air condition that area off.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
It's like the Portobello's has got an open air thing that they throw down the plastic and then it becomes an indoor sauna.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The joys of living in Florida, folks.
Exactly.
Instant indoor saunas.
Yeah.
Well, I did want to jump in. I did hear an interesting rumor for this week. There have been reports that beginning July 19th, Handy Manny will be retiring from the meals and the meet and greets at Hollywood Studios, and he will be replaced by Sophia the First.
Well, who's going to teach our kids how to speak Spanish? Meals, deals.
Or work with tools.
Sophia's been out. She's been spotted in the parks already. I'm seeing pictures on the internet. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
So
as of July 19th, she will officially replace Handy Manny in the meals and the meet and greets at Hollywood Studios. So if you must have your picture with Handy Manny, I'd get there in the next 2 weeks.
Well, Magic Bands have not been fully released to the public just yet as of this recording, but Disney is releasing more of them to guests who are arriving for resort stays. One cannot be left with a naked Magic Band, so isn't it great news that Magic Band accessories are now being sold at Animal Kingdom Lodge, Jumbo House, and the Contemporary Resort? You can find them at Fantasia Gifts at the Contemporary Resort and Zawadi Marketplace at Animal Kingdom Lodge. These fun accessories allow you to customize your Magic Band in a surprisingly affordable way. This is the first batch to be released, and there are already several different designs to choose from. We've seen Tinkerbell, the Muppets, Gemstone Mickeys, Pirates, and all kinds of cool things like that. So you can really personalize your Magic Band. Now, first, you have the little accessories that are like the decorations kids put on their Crocs, and these are called Magic Bandits, and they are priced by item. The Magic Bandits with three in a box are $6.95, packs of four are $8.95, and packs of three or more are $12.95. Cover bands are actually slip over your Magic Band, and they have different designs on them as well. And those are $6.95 for one and $15.95 for three. The magic sliders for the bands are available in a Mickey design for $12.95 and a mini design for $14.95. These little magic sliders, it was hard for me to picture exactly what they were until I saw them, but basically, it goes over your RFID chip, the little Mickey head, and almost makes like a frame around it. So they look like a little watch almost when you're wearing your Magic Band, if that makes sense. So those are kind of cute.
Well, the watch should be the next step, to have a little watch that slides over so it actually, you know, works like a watch.
That's a great idea. Yeah, maybe that'll come next. But people are actually putting all this together, and then you have your very own customized Magic Band. If you want to see pictures and stuff like that, I do have links to photos as well as all the prototype designs. on my website, which is disneyways.com/magicband. And I've also heard there's already been Star Wars cover bands released. So that sounds really cool, too. And everything's coming down the pike that they said actually would. So it's exciting.
Very cool.
It's amazing that the merchandise is out before they're even done with the testing events. So... I saw all this stuff at the Fantasia Gifts, I guess, a week ago or so, and I was, like, blown away with how much stuff they have already.
Well, so, I think that also speaks to why it's taken so long to roll them out. Because, not because they don't have the technology and they don't know how to, you know, make them. It's because they have to figure out all the different, you know, pieces to the puzzle. You know, so now we're starting to see a clearer picture of the magic bands are not even the main thrust of the entire My Magic Plus campaign. It's My Magic Plus with the magic bands, plus now the magic bandits, the magic sliders, the cover bands. They really are taking this to the extreme. And, you know, the cynic that, you know, we can all sometimes be, we'll look at it and say, yeah, that's just another, you know, marketing ploy for Disney to earn more money. But it's really kind of cool. I mean, it's the same thing with the Crocs. I mean, Tony wears Crocs, and Tony's got a couple of Mickeys in his Crocs. And there's no shame in his game for that. So I think that it's really cool that they're allowing people to do that. The one pushback that kind of gets me on it is, you know, they're waiting so long to present these out to pass holders. Sarah had mentioned something when we were talking the other day, that pass holders are the last on the list to be getting these.
Well, and that is what it feels like, is that they have...
No, we are.
You know, first, there were cast members, and then there was an elite VIP group, and now it's people who have planned their vacation and are staying at the resort. They're now getting them. Mm-hmm. And so it's sort of, at what point do we get ours?
Okay, so I'll answer that for you from what I spoke to a couple cast members. So you'll also notice in the Magic Kingdom, I was in the Magic Kingdom, it was right by Tony's, there's the Fast Pass Center. Well, inside there is what they have now is called a Magic Band Service Center. So in there you can, you know, get your Fast Pass, you know, make your Fast Pass reservations, you know, do your dining stuff and all this stuff that you may not have done at home. You can then do at any of these service centers that are going to be popping up all over the place. But the cast members were telling me, I said to them the same thing. I said, you know, when are the annual pass holders going to get our little grubby wrists on these things? And
our little grubby wrists.
Our little grubby wrists. And she said, well, we're still testing. There's two more weeks of testing going on, you know, where it's only guests that are staying at a Disney resort. Because I guess they want to test the aspect of, you do it at home, you come here, you get it for your room, you know, they'll send you the magic band ahead of time, and then it will work with your room and your fast pass and all that. So I guess that's what they're trying to test. But I said, all right, how about our pass holders? You know, we're here. We can do a lot of testing. You know, I can come to the park every day and test if I had to. And she said, yeah, you guys are really not going to get them until... the end of everything, you know, until they really roll out the program, and the pass holders will be the last people to get these now. So that's what I was told by two cast members, but, you know, things can change, you know, and they do change.
That was actually right.
Yeah.
Another way to look at it, though, is it'll have all the bugs and kinks worked out of it by the time we get it.
I get that.
Way to be optimistic. Thank you.
All right, this is your last and final warning if you are listening to this podcast. The fireworks are coming very soon. For us here in Florida, the Magic Kingdom, the Fireworks Spectacular will take place on July 4th, July 3rd and 4th at 10 p.m. On July 1st, 2nd, 5th, 6th, and 7th, they will happen at 9 p.m. If you're on the West Coast in Disneyland, the Fireworks Spectacular will happen each night at 9:30 during the week of Independence Day. Oh, so every night at 9:30, and there'll be no change then. So that's it. I am planning on making a little video montage. I am going to try and see them all 7 nights from a different place, videotape it, and then put together a whole big video montage of the whole spectacular. I just hope it's the kind of same, similar thing every night, so I don't have to do a lot of video editing. and it should be fun. So, also, I know here in Florida on July 4th, there will be a special Illuminations, and there will be fireworks at Disney's Hollywood Studio as well. So, if you don't want to see Magic Kingdom fireworks, you have two other choices on the 4th of July.
Who doesn't want to see Magic Kingdom fireworks?
I don't know. Maybe you are an Illumination fan and you want to, you know, see Illuminations. I've heard, I missed it last year. I was at the Magic Kingdom. Probably where I'll be again this time. But I heard the grand finale of the Illumination fireworks lasted over 5 minutes of just this bam, 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 bam. It was just constant fireworks. They said it was like daylight in the park.
Wow.
So, if you can imagine that.
Well, along with 4th of July and the fireworks and all that great stuff, we're going to have July-themed suites at Magic Kingdom Park, Epcot, and Disney's Hollywood Studios. They're going to be a limited-time magic treat and on the menus for just 1 week from July 1st through 7th. Now, here's what you'll find. Over at Disney's Hollywood Studios, the ever-popular cupcakes that celebrate the 4th of July will be an all-American apple pie cupcake, vanilla cake with apple pie filling, caramel buttercream frosting, and apple crisp topping. Now top that off with a flourish of red, white, and blue sprinkles and a red, white, and blue white chocolate Mickey Mouse. Now these cupcakes are on the menu at ABC Commissary, Pizza Planet, Backlot Express, Studio Catering Company, Starring Rolls, Rosie's All-American Cafe, and Fairfax Fair. The cost will be $4.99 each, and the cupcakes are one snack entitlement on the Disney Dining Plan. Over at Sunshine Seasons Bakery in the Land Pavilion in Epcot Future World, a fancy baked Alaska mousse is on the menu. It's a red, white, and blue concoction of raspberry, white chocolate, and blueberry mousse dipped in meringue. The cost for that one is $3.99, and it's one snack entitlement on the Disney Dining Plan. Upstairs in the Land Pavilion, Garden Grill is adding an old-fashioned patriotic dessert, a skillet peach cobbler with vanilla whipped cream. It's part of the family-style Chippendales Harvest Feast dinner served nightly that you need reservations for, of course. Now, in the Magic Kingdom Park, Storybook Treats is adding a red, white, and blue strawberry shortcake to the menu, which is white shortcake, red strawberries, and fresh blueberries for a touch of blue. The cost is $4.99, and it is not dining plan eligible. So there you have it, your limited time snacks at all the parks, also for 4th of July. So you can't beat that.
Yippee-ki-yay, sugar fix.
Yeah. All right, well, you're going to find me at the Garden Grill or Storybook Treats. Either one of those, I'm good with. So,
these are all great. I do really love the fact that they announced this kind of thing because it's cool, and it's one of those things that if you weren't paying attention, you could easily miss it. But I think that it's really awesome that Disney is announcing their tie-ins with their snacks and their food and the things they do for the special events. I think it's cool. I think it's awesome.
It's fun to look for them and see the pictures come in on Twitter and Facebook, everybody taking pictures of their cupcakes and stuff.
Right. That's awesome.
Yep. Call the Disney Parks Podcast at 407-476-8898 to leave a message 24 hours a day. You can also email us questions and comments at thecrew@disneyparkpodcast.com. And you can find us at Facebook at facebook.com/DisneyPKPodcast. Follow us on Twitter for all you Twitter lovers at DisneyPKPodcast. Help us out by subscribing to us on iTunes. Rate us, review us, leave us a little note, and we will respond to you there as well. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio On Demand. Visit us at Disney Parks Podcast, where you can find all of our shows, our show notes, and leave us a comment. Join us next Tuesday for more news, rumors from all around the Disney parks, and we'll see you in the parks. Hello, I am Tony Casanova from Disney by the Numbers, and I ask that you stop by DisneyByTheNumbers.com, where you can read our news, our blog, see videos, sign up for our newsletter, and check out our photos and all the other good stuff that we have at DisneyByTheNumbers.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/DBTN page. I know that's a little hard, but you can follow us there. You can follow us on Twitter at DBTN. You can find us on YouTube by searching for Disney by the Numbers. You can sign up for our newsletter at DisneyByTheNumbers.com or go out to iTunes and search for WDW DBTN Facts. And you can go out to iTunes and get our iPhone app, which you can use on your iPhone, iPad, and iPod. Check out WDW DBTN Facts on iTunes.
Well, I'm Park Hopper John, and I come to you from the www.parkhoppers.com website. You can find us on the internet at www.wdwparkhoppers.com. You can find us all across the social media platforms on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, at WDW Parkhoppers. Please sign up for our newsletter. We have a lot of great information, a lot of fun stuff that we're putting in there. And you can always sign up to get our blog post articles sent directly to your email for absolutely free. We also encourage you to go out to TeamParkhoppers.com and Team Park Hoppers on Facebook. Help us to raise money while we're running and having a great time at all these great Run Disney events.
Hi, this is Krista from DisneyWays.com, where our mission includes bringing you exciting Disney news and information that's also sprinkled with Disney Ways treasures you won't find anywhere else. We want to help answer your Disney-related questions. We do post every single day, so we hope you subscribe to our updates by email. We do have monthly prizes for our subscribers, so you're automatically entered just for subscribing, and you'll be kept up to date for with our coming events and all the things we have going on at Disney Ways. We can also be found at Twitter at Disney Ways, and we do have a YouTube channel that's a work in progress, but we'd love to have you there too. So check us out on the web.